CBD, yeah, it's a big deal back home. As you know, in the 2018 Farm Bill, they legalized hemp production. My home state had a storied history back in the day of doing hemp production. Also something that's done out east here, Kentucky in particular, and several other states. It was a common crop. And the good news is that the cannabidiols that now can be derived from non-THC, if you will, hemp production, have a great opportunity to alleviate a lot of problems that Americans face. It's a great alternative to opioids and pain relief, quite frankly. And with the epidemic in opioids that we have right now in our country, I think this is a great opportunity. I've heard a lot of anecdotal stories from friends and farmer friends of mine that, you know, for a variety of ailments and injuries, it just can help you get by without any of the side effects or addictive nature that we see in a lot of the common pharmaceuticals that are out there. The problem we have is it's kind of the Wild West, if you will, in terms of development. There's no guidelines virtually, no labeling requirements. The consumer's a little bit at risk, quite frankly. You hope that, you know, what they say in that product is actually there, that that concentration is sufficient to do what they say it's going to do. And for farmers, they're a little nervous. You know, what are the federal government, have you really sanctioned this? You know, what's the rules of engagement? Am I going to get in trouble if I develop this product? So I've heard a lot from my folks in the Willamette Valley that, hey, you know, we've got these CBD operations. We're trying to do it right. We want to make sure there's some certainty in the marketplace so that we can, you know, stand up our operation, feel comfortable that, you know, we have a, if you will, a safe harbor for how we're running it. And then for the consumer, you want to make sure, as I said, you're getting what you, you know, you think you're paying for. And so it's a win-win bill. It's a bipartisan bill here. Morgan Griffith is working with me on it out here. I know Senator Wyden has got a bill that he's working on in the same vein. So hopefully we'll be able to get another bipartisan piece of legislation that benefits rural America. Rural America too often gets left behind, and it's a huge chunk of my district and big part of this country that some folks, to be honest with you, my party sometimes forget. So we're trying to make sure that folks realize, no, hey, you know, we're really pushing hard for a lot of bipartisan bills that actually help rural America, not just the Portlandias of the world that can do their own thing, that have resources, tax bases well beyond what we have in rural America. But if we can help rural Oregonians help themselves, that's the name of the game. That's what we're here for.